I'd like to read first of all in the Gospel of John in chapter 1. John chapter 1, page 1267, verse 35. Again, on the morrow, there stood John and two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speaking and followed Jesus. But Jesus, having turned and seeing them following, says to them, "What seek ye?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which being interpreted signifies teacher, "where abidest thou?" He says to them, "Come and see." They went therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. And then over the page, please, to John chapter 4, page 1270, verse 5. He comes, therefore, to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near to the land which Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now a fountain of Jacob's was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the way he had come, sat just as he was at the fountain. It was about the sixth hour. A woman comes out of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says to her, "Give me to drink." And then further on, verse 25, the woman says to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus says to her, "I who speak to thee am he." And then, if we could also please look at Mark's Gospel and chapter 10. Mark 10, page 1207, verse 46. And they come to Jericho, and as he was going out from Jericho, and his disciples, and a large crowd, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, the blind man, sat by the wayside, begging. And having heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and to say, "O son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him that he might be silent. But he cried so much the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus, standing still, desired him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good courage, rise up, he calls thee." And throwing away his garment, he started up and came to Jesus. And Jesus answering says to him, "What wilt thou that I shall do to thee?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, thy faith has healed thee." And he saw immediately and followed him in the way. These scriptures that I've read speak about Jesus and his pathway here. In the first of John, it speaks of two disciples. And it says, looking at Jesus as he walked. The Lord came here, and as we know, he had nowhere to lay his head. He had nothing, we may say, of things that would be needful for life. And yet, it says here, and looking at Jesus as he walked. Jesus walked many, many miles in his service here upon earth. In those 3 years that he was here, he walked many miles. And it says, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, that is John, "Behold, the Lamb of God." What a wonderful thing it was for John to be able to say those words, "Behold the Lamb of God. He had taken account himself of the Lord Jesus as he walked, and it had come to him forcibly that this was the Lamb of God. No mere man, dear friend, the Lamb of God, God's beloved Son, the one who had come here to fulfill God's holy will. What a sight to behold Jesus as he walked. It says he has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus, when he was here to fulfill his Father's will, and that involved activity on a daily basis. He was here to fulfill that will. And as we know, that path took the Lord Jesus to Calvary's cross. What a place, Calvary's cross. What do we know about Calvary's cross? The place where the Saviour was crucified. Speaks of it as a place of a skull. It speaks of it, speaks to me of death. And death. the death of the cross. The authorities of the day, they did their utmost to humiliate my Saviour. They spat upon him. They buffeted him. They mocked him. And yet it speaks here of the Lamb of God. And it says in Isaiah, when reviled, reviled not again. He was the one in whom there was found no guile. Think of the way the prophet Isaiah is able to speak as to the Saviour. Speaks with such feeling as to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the person of the Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your Saviour. He's my Saviour, but is he yours? Today, the scripture says, harden not your heart. Is he going to be your Saviour? Because I cannot promise that you will have this opportunity again. God in his grace might grant you a further opportunity, but I cannot guarantee it. And this scripture that I've read refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God. That perfect sacrifice. You know, in the times of the Old Testament, the sacrifice had to be without blemish. It had to be a firstling of the flock. It had to be the very best. And John saw here something of that. The very best was only suitable for God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Well, I want to move on to the verses that I read in John chapter 4. It says again of Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the way, he had come, sat just as he was at the fountain. We've thought of the Lord Jesus as walking, but here in this scripture, it says, Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the way he had come, sat just as he was. The Lord of glory, sitting just as he was. Would he have looked weary? I don't know. But he desired water from the woman who came to draw water. He says, "Give me to drink." And that's what Jesus is saying to you tonight. Give me to drink. Have you something that you can offer the Saviour? Or is your bucket empty? Are you like this woman who had to come to this well every single day for sustenance? I don't know. Maybe you have something that you can offer the Saviour. Maybe you found him for yourself as the Saviour of the world, the one who delights to draw near in his simplicity as the Lamb of God, sitting. The verse of our hymn said, sitting, walking, talking with thee. That's how Jesus is known, as the one who sits, the one who walks, the one who talks with you. And today is no exception. Jesus is talking to your soul. Will you hear him? Scripture says, "He that has ears, let him hear." And that's the message. If you have a heart, if you have hearing, hear the gospel message. The gospel message comes directly from the throne of God. It's not out of my imagination. It's not out of my desire to stand behind this desk and speak. It is the gospel message. Message of Jesus. Message of love. Telling of welcome to that bright home above. Yes, dear friend, you will receive a welcome in that place. That place of brightest light. That place that God has given to Jesus. He has ascended up above all heavens. Having suffered upon the cross and died, gone into death, he's now ascended up above all heavens. That's the place my Saviour occupies. And ask you again, is he your Saviour? Is he occupying that place on your behalf? He desires your trust. That's what he desires. Put your faith and trust in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died upon the cross that you might have peace in your conscience and joy in your heart. How much joy is there in the world today when you go walk about? Everybody looks glum. Everybody's got the weight of the world on their shoulders. And yet the Lord Jesus says, cast your burdens upon me. I am able for these burdens. I am weak, I'm meek and lowly, and yet the Lord Jesus is able to take upon himself those burdens that you bear. And he wants to take them. He doesn't want you to be weighed down by the weight of sin. Sin is a weight. Hebrews tells us of the weight of sin that so easily entangles us. The weight of sin. We think of that. And the Lord Jesus went to the cross to bear the weight of sin. God's wrath, God's judgment fell upon Christ. And he took our sins upon himself. He bore the burden. You think of that. And the Lord Jesus, here in this scripture, sat just as he was. And he was willing and able to bear the burden of this woman that had come out to draw water. We know the scripture well. I haven't read it all, but I have read what the woman says to him after speaking with the Lord. I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. How wonderful that she had that understanding in her heart. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And think of the grace of the Lord here. He doesn't say this to very many people. In fact, very few. I who speak to thee am he. How wonderful that the Saviour should reveal himself in this way to this woman. I who speak to thee am he. Well, that's wonderful. There can be no doubt in the woman's mind as to who this person was that had sat at the well side specifically to speak to her. It wasn't by chance he was there. The scripture says he must needs pass through Samaria. The Lord Jesus must needs come where you are. And he would sit with you. And he would speak with you. And he would tell you all things that you had ever done. That's the great and glorious Saviour that I'm speaking of, who knows the end from the beginning. He knows your heart. He knows mine. He knows your inmost fears. He knows what gives you joy. He knows what gives you peace. And peace alone is found in the Saviour that I'm speaking of tonight. Well, I just want to refer to those verses in Mark. Get a case here, I think, of extremity. But he cried out so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Was he going to pass that way again? How could he be sure? Oh no. Son of David, have mercy on me. The man was in extremity. And the wonderful thing is, it says here, Jesus standing still. The Saviour had paused his walk to listen to the blind man's call. Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you think he would have passed him by? No. How could he? When we're speaking about the great love of the Saviour for men, women and children, how much a man like this, calling out in extremity to be healed. What wilt thou that I shall do to thee? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may see. Oh yes, how important it is for the scales to fall from our eyes and to realise that each one of us, without exception, needs a Saviour. Needs a Saviour like this, who will stand still and listen to your cry and meet it. He's able to meet your need. You may not be blind, but you've got the weight of sin on your shoulders. And he's able to meet that need. He is a wonderful Saviour. He's the only Saviour There's no one like Jesus. No one at all. He is God's beloved Son. He is God's chosen man. And I present him to you tonight as the one that you need to sit down and talk with. If you talk to him, he'll talk to you. Maybe he will talk first, I don't know. But his appeal is tonight, it's today. Harden, it says in the scripture, harden not your heart. You say it's not convenient today. Yes, it's got to be convenient. There may be no other opportunity today if you harden not your heart. Oh yes, and the Lord Jesus will come to you. It says in Revelation, he will come and he will sit down and sup with you. Think of the grace of the Lord Jesus coming to exact to right where you are. You say, the conditions I live in is not good enough. No, that's not the case. The Lord will sit down with tax gatherers and sinners. Don't think you're not good enough. It doesn't matter what your condition is. It doesn't matter in the least wise. If you have a need, the Lord Jesus wants to meet it. And he'll do so gladly. He'll pour in the oil and the wine. He'll pour in his love. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. These are not hollow words. These are the words of Scripture, the Word of God, the truth. Well, I think I've come to the end of my message. The Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, walking in the sight of his Heavenly Father. And when he comes and finds a woman in need, he sits down and he speaks with her. And when he finds a man like this in need, he stands still to hear his cry. And the Lord Jesus is standing still tonight to hear your cry. May you find blessing in speaking to him for his name's sake. Amen.